Did everybody sleep okay? Yeah? If you have any troubles, any problems, then talk to Ron or Naomi, okay? Like, if you want a tea service in the morning when you wake up, they're supposed to do that. Okay. So we talked about three things that worked against your meditation. Sorry, against your study, learning. And they were the three problems of the pot, right? Pot being upside down. I kind of toggle between two ideas. One is that, I don't know who told me that. You're just not open to new ideas. But in his text, it was more like you're not listening in the class. You're distracted by thinking about other things in your life. Then the second one was what? Second problem of the pot. Yeah, it's already, whoa. It's already got some problems, you know. And I used to, I mean, I think the way Rinpoche taught it was more like you have these preconceptions about things in your heart. In this text, it was more like you have other motivations going on for being in the class. You know, I want to collect knowledge so I can look smart, or I want another product to sell to my students, and like that. Okay. Then third one, problem of the pot. Yeah, like a hole in the bottom. That everybody agrees the same. It's like a hole, a leaky bottom. You don't remember anything. Like, I've had days like that. Like, I get out of the class and somebody says, "How'd you like the class?" And I'm like, I don't remember a single thing from the class. I don't even remember what it was about, you know. It's extraordinary. Okay. Then there were six ways of thinking that would help you receive a teaching, and that was to think of ourselves as someone who is ill, but I think maybe our potential hasn't been realized. You know, we could be much, much more. And so we're on the third. First we said that I'm like a sick person. I think maybe while you're sitting there, right, the new way of listening to a teaching would be to try to apply it to your own situation immediately in the class. You know, as the teacher's talking, you try to apply it to your own situation. So, you know, what is it this morning that you think you could be more? What could you be more that you haven't realized yet in your life? And I don't think there's an age limit on that, okay? I don't think it matters. At any age, you can come to a sudden realization of who you could have been, and you can work on that, okay? So apply that now to your mind. Shegula Gelwa means stick it on your spirit, you know? Stick the teaching on your spirit and see how it applies. Try to fit the shoe. See how the shoe fits. You know, what could I be more? All right? And then that this teaching will be like a medicine, in the sense of helping me to be... I think a vitamin maybe is better, right? Than a medicine. This will be a food supplement. Unapproved by the FDA. That will make me more than I am now. That's the point of this week, I think. It's to get you to dream about being something more than you are, okay? Like that. And the punchline is that you could teach. You know, by the end of the week, I'm going to talk you into believing that you're a teacher and that you should be teaching this stuff. And that's your unrecognized, what do you call it? Aptitude, or... You were supposed to be a teacher, but you don't know it yet. Okay, all right. Now we're on to the third of the six conceptions, which is to think of your teacher as a master physician. Sumbhagava Shinyan La Memba Kepa Tabu Dusha Kepani. How do I gain a vision of my teacher as being a master physician? Deyang Nepe Memba Mepar Men Sune Tsadrang Dang Naje Sok Norne Mi Pembe Deng Sogla Gurwena. If a sick person were to get a hold of some powerful medicines and without the assistance of a doctor try to apply them to themselves, right? It says, for example, without knowing the details of the progression of a fever, in Tibetan medicine, a fever progresses in a certain way through medium heat, then extreme heat, and then the fever breaks, and then you go into chills. And the doctor has to be very... I used to translate for the Dalai Lama's doctor for many years. And it has to... The medicine has to be applied at the correct stages of the fever, or else you could hurt the person. So if the patient tries to apply that medicine to themselves without a sensitivity to the stage of the fever, they could hurt themselves. Ngaje sok norne, they would make a mistake in the timing of the medicine. And mi pembe tengdu, not only would it not help them, sokla gul, it could threaten their life. If a patient tried to apply medicine to themselves without the skill of a physician, all right? Weina, memba kepa shi ngepa tendu gupatar. So even in the world, in the case of a common disease, we have to find a good doctor, right? Gewe shenyen na matembar, pecha chi guteng ne chuche chok nyamne. So for a person to think in the spiritual realm that they could apply the teachings to themselves, he says just by getting a good book. I would think nowadays it would be a YouTube video about meditation or something. You know what I mean? Like you say, okay, I don't need a teacher. I can YouTube it. Then you'll end up like Will Duncan's plumbing system. Did you hear about that? So he built his own cabin for the 3-year retreat, right? From YouTube videos. So every day, every night, he would go watch the next video for the next part of his house. And then, so I don't know what he was mixing cement and he did the bottom of the shower. And then he just threw the rest of the cement down the drain. And then he had to rip up the whole house. And so there's a little danger of just YouTubing it. So you can do study, you can do meditation off of YouTube. You will get nowhere, he says. You will get nowhere. You need a human teacher. You need the human transmission of the lineage, okay? A living teacher. You won't get anywhere. You won't have any realizations. There's no English word for this. The fabric of your spirit will become more and more hardened. Okay? There's no English. Okay? Like if you keep studying something wrong, you keep trying to do, it's like when you play an instrument and you learn wrong, or you learn a language and you learn the wrong accent. I was studying Tibetan for, I don't know, many years. Then I met this teacher, this great linguist, Tibetan linguist, and he came to stay with Rinpoche and me. And then he said, I said, would you teach me? And he said, yes. And I said, he said, what do you want to learn? And I said, well, you're a master of Tibetan history. He was not a religious scholar, but he lived in the Potala for many years. He was trained in the Potala. And then, so I said, can you teach me history or grammar, which is a big subject? And then he said, you need to learn to pronounce Tibetan again. I have to rip out everything you know about Tibetan, and you have to start over. And I'm like, you know, I don't need to start. He said, you need to start over. He said, let's start with ABC. You know, and I was, later I was very grateful. Okay, so you get hardened into bad habits. You know, you learn some sort of half-assed meditation or something, and you do it for a while, and then you can't. It's hard to change later. That's what rengsu means. You get hardened into a bad habit. Roy dena chushik chen nyamba member kepa dandawa gave shin nyende jis chen tenga. So you really have to find a good teacher, and then you have to form a deep connection with them. And that's a lifetime thing, you know. It's a 10-year thing or something like that. It takes that kind of thing. In this kind of learning, it takes like a 10-year, pretty constant connection with a teacher to get really good at it. Okay, it's different than other things. I think a language is similar, right? Or a musical instrument, or yoga. The best yoga teachers I know are people who had a close connection to a really great teacher. And you can almost tell who a person's yoga teacher was. You know, you run into a new teacher. I'm guessing Janet Stone. I'm just guessing, okay? I would say some Anna Forrest and some, there's a lady in New York who lives in San Francisco. Dana. A little Dana, a little Anna Forrest. I'm just guessing, I don't know. Just from the way she speaks and the way she moves and the way she does her yoga. And you can see people's influences, you know. So if you're going to be really good, you have to have a master teacher. And you have to keep coming back to them. Okay. Tenga. Nepe memba nina gawa chembo ke. If a really sick person meets a really good physician, they feel happy, you know. Oh, now I finally have someone who can help me. Okay, chi ser nian. And then they will follow the doctor's instructions. That's a big thing, right? So they're, oh, I finally found a good doctor. And then they're like, oh, okay, whatever you say, I'll do. Okay, chi ser nian. Nepe memba nina, sorry, kupe nian kurwa tar. And they will respect the physician. You know, they won't go into the examination room and say, I don't think that's right, or, you know. They will, I don't want to say kiss their rear end, but they will, you know, they'll like, they have the cure, you need it, you know, and you're like, hi, you know, okay. So we have to be the same when we finally find the spiritual teacher who fits us, and not every teacher fits everybody. Teachers are like gloves, right? And you have to shop and find the one that you connect with, or a few that you connect with. I had 12 main teachers in the monastery. And, you know, I went around and I, for different subjects, I related to different teachers. And then I have a heart teacher, and that's a different thing. So you need the one that speaks to you. And the one that you connect with. Okay, so that means you have to take some effort and go to different teachers and see. Okay, in yoga, I enjoy going to different teachers, you know. And then I have a few teachers that I feel the best connection to. But I enjoy going to other teachers as well. As long as it doesn't get, what do you call it? As long as one doesn't tell you to do one thing and then tells the other one tells you to do the different thing. That gets confusing. Anyango ta gewe shen yin nye kyang, de shen du che go te. Yen ten rinpoche du pe le. There's a scripture called the summary of the high qualities, the precious high qualities. De ta we na chan ju dan pa tsulwa yi, sampa drag den kepe, ngagyal nge chom te, nepe tsoki sochir, Nepe tsoki socha memba tembatar. Yalwa mepar gewe shenyan tembar cha. So that text says, therefore, if you are seeking highest enlightenment, sampatrakten kepe ngagyang echomte, you must try, those who have a good mind must try to, what do you call it? Nagyalchom means to destroy your pride. Crush your pride. Crush your own pride. Nepetsokigot sochir. Those who wish to be healed, membatembatar, must take themselves to a position. Therefore, take yourself to a spiritual teacher. Yawa mepa means single pointedly. Okay? Okay. Shipa nenden nyamsu langbala netso e dushe kipani. The fourth conception is to think of following the practices that you are given by your teacher as the treatment. Okay, this is the application of the medicine. Nepe nela penje men ni yin kyang. Nepe memba le men sangwa mangwa langla nangne ma sipar ngengor shak. So there may be the one special medicine which has the power to cure the disease of the patient. But, okay, there's a kyang means but. Nepe memba le men sangwa mangwa lang. But you see cases where sick people take all different kinds of fine medicines from the physician and then masu. Where's Ningbo? Masu, masu, masa. They don't take it. Okay? In Tibetan you say eat medicine. They don't eat the medicine. Okay? They don't take, in English you say take the medicine. They don't take the medicine. Masu. Nge gor shak. They set it on their nightstand. Okay? Carefully. But they don't take it. Literally it means at their pillow. They set it on their pillow and they don't take it. Nge gor shak. Membe giser nam miche. They don't do what the doctor asks them to do. Macher sir, what tanje che, this is me. And everything that the doctor says not to do, they do, you know. Like eat chocolate or drink coffee. Okay. Tanje cheni. Nela tene ma pembani. And then they are surprised when they don't get better. Okay. They don't take the medicine, they don't do what the doctor said to do, and they do everything that the doctor said not to do. Ma pembani. Membe malen. Membe malen, those of you who are studying Tibetan, this is a difficult construction, okay? Which is, it's an instrumental with a word that means answer. But it means it's not the doctor's fault, okay? Membe malen. It's not the doctor's fault, okay, that you didn't get better. Membe malen. Mengi malen, and it's not the medicine's fault. Nepa rang niki machumatar. It's the patient's fault, okay, that they didn't get better. Ranyiki machumata. Memba kepa dandrawe gewe shenye na nyomom be ne shiwache be men dandrawe dam ngak mandu turkyang. Then you can receive many high instructions and advices from a spiritual teacher who is like a master physician. But there's another kyang, right? Nyamsu milena, but if you don't put them into practice in your personal life, Dhamba sabla gyepa jitsam tokyang. No matter how deep those instructions are, and no matter how detailed those instructions are, you told me pembani, it won't help you. It won't do anything. Lame malen. What's that mean? Lama malen. It's not the teacher's fault. Okay, it's not the lama's fault. Chuki malen. It's not the dharma's fault. Okay, it's not that you had a bad teacher or a bad teaching. Chiki malemba loma raniki nyepayin. It's the student's fault. It's the disciple's fault. If you don't put into practice what they say. Practice means, okay, you want, after 60 years in my life, you want the key to practice? Do a little bit every day. That's all. Okay? Just do a little bit every day. And then you get really good at it. Don't think you're going to do 4 hours of meditation. Like, try to get in half an hour. But if it's every day, it will work. Okay? And you'll have wonderful miracles happen in your life. Practice means a little bit every day. But don't skip any days. Okay? That's all. That's like some deep, decades-long instruction. Do you guys know what Tingen Tsinki Gyalpo is? Tingen Tsinki Gyalpo? The King of Concentration Sutra. It's a very beautiful sutra. Lama Christie worked on it and taught some. I taught her many parts of it, and she taught it in the book Jimba. And it's very beautiful. It's a very beautiful sutra. Tingen Zingi Gyal. It's a sutra on meditation by the Buddha. Yanda yantu dei tsawa yi memba keshin rikpa denye te de kyang ning chenye wa shagne ni mendi tawa gi she chenba tang men mang sang ching pangba de lang ne nawa tsawa gyoe men mi tung membe malen mengi manye te nepa denye kini nepa yin. Sorry. Memba keshin rikpa denye te Yang dang yang du dei tsawa yi, the patient looks everywhere trying to find a good doctor. Memba keshin rikpa denyi te. They find a master physician who is very skilled. Denyi te. De kyang ninche nera shakne ni. And then that physician, out of great compassion, mendi tamar gi, gives the disciple, gives the patient some fine medicine and says, please take it. She jimba dang. Men mang sang shing pangba de lang ne. They offer, they take from the physician many fine, very effective medicines. And pangba means precious and cherished medicines. De lang ne. Nawa tsawar gyue men mitung. But then the patient doesn't take the medicine which would have cured them. Membe malen. So now this is Lord Buddha talking 2,500 years ago. Membe malen. It's not the doctor's fault. Mengi manye. It's not the medicine's fault. Nepa deniki nepa yin. It's the patient's fault. Okay? That it didn't work. Deshin temba dila rabchung te. Then people who rabchung in this teaching. Rabchung means leave the home life. Okay? It means those who commit to this teaching. Those who commit to this teaching, toptang samten wangbo kun rigne, they can learn about the various spiritual powers and meditation and the different strengths of the teaching. Kun rigne, they can learn all of these details. Gombalani ngumbar tsun miche, but they don't do their daily meditation. A little bit, okay? Mitsun. They don't stick to a daily, what do you call, regimen of meditation. Just a little bit, like 15 minutes, that's all. Get on your cushion once a day, you're home free. You'll see emptiness. Don't get on your cushion, skip this, and then... No, it's like medicine stays in your bloodstream for, I don't know. I have this cough, I'm taking this medicine. I've realized that I have to take it I have to take it every day, or it doesn't help. Because its effect... it only lasts in the bloodstream for like 12 hours, and then you have to take another one. And if you don't, then nothing will happen. The chemical has to be in your blood for a few days, right? And it's the same with Dharma. You have to meditate every day, and you have to do your yoga every day, or it doesn't have an effect, you see? It's like chemical in your bloodstream, okay? Rigmi Tsumbar. Rikpar mitsun kala nyangenda. So they don't assert, what do you call? Not assert themselves. Exert themselves. They don't exert themselves properly. They don't try hard enough. Then kala nyangende. Kala means how would they ever nyangende? Nyangde. Nipan. Yeah. How would they ever get to nirvana? Kala means, he's like, kala means like, you know, how's it gonna happen? Okay, that they're gonna reach nirvana, shedang. Okay, that's the Buddha speaking. And then he has another quotation. Ngayri rabtu sambe chö she kyang, kya ki tene yanda ma che na, nepa mengi kyaupa tokpa dhak, daki neni sowa minu shin shedang. He doesn't identify where this quotation came from. But we have all the ancient books from India. We finished them, okay? Mr. Doris, where's Doris? Mr. Doris finished that. So we have the Kangyur and the Tengyur now in the database. So I can just look it up in like 10 seconds. And so this quotation is a continuation from the Tingenzeki Gyalpo, from the Samadhi Raja Sutra, okay? And I thought you'd like to hear the whole thing. Sometimes he doesn't quote the whole thing. And I go through and I pick out... I go through and check the whole few pages around that, and where I think it's sexy, I'm going to add, which will make it a 20-year thing. Okay. Okay. So here's the whole quotation. Having heard what's going to happen to you when you get enlightened, you should want it. It's difficult even to set eyes on a Buddha. If you don't take advantage of the chance you have now, you will regret it later. And now comes the quotation as it appears so in our text. I can give you some beautiful Dharma teaching. But if you listen to it and then don't put it into practice in your own life, you'll be like a person who walks around with the medicine carefully tucked in a bag. You know, like they carry a bag with them, but they don't take it. Okay, daki neni so aminushin. It's not going to cure you if you don't take it. Nishin. Therefore, those who have understanding, good disciples who have understanding, should every day take themselves into a deep state of meditation. Okay? And then you should understand that the secret to good meditation is sutra, ethical life. To be a good person, to be nice to other people, is the key to deep meditation. That was a big discovery of Jetsun Kapa. I mean, what was it? Call it 2,000 years later, right? He makes this breakthrough in Tibet, and he starts advertising that if you want to be a good meditator, you should keep your vows. You know? He wrote this famous letter to one of his disciples about that. But here's the Buddha saying the same thing. Okay, if you want to be a good meditator, be nice to other people. That's how Dharmamitra refers to morality. He doesn't say morality, he doesn't say ethics. He pauses and he says, be nice to other people. And I like it. That's like perfect. Okay? It will never be difficult to fall into a deep state of meditation if you're being nice to people in the other periods of your day. Okay. Thus ends the fourth chapter of the Samadhi Raja Sutra. See, that's the end of the fourth chapter. It's very beautiful. Okay. What do we say Chunjuk is? Yeah, the Bodhisattva-vatara, guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, Shantideva. Lu ki didache par cha, siksam jupi chishitrup, menche lakpa samkini, nepatala pengyuram. It's not going to help you. The doctor's words that tell you to do this certain thing, it's not the words that help you. Okay? It's not the words that are going to cure you. Menche lakpat samkini. You can sit and read books about health all day. Nepadala pengyuram. But it's not going to help your disease, right? There is a very cute, that cartoon, you got to see it. Hot Power Yoga. He says, I like that. He says, what was it? You're not going to get good at yoga by reading men's health magazines. What was the other thing, though? Oh, and eating power bars. And it was so true, you know. So it's not like reading about yoga is going to help you in particular. Shesung Bataro. It's not enough just to buy the medicine from the doctor. Lekpar sagu. You have to take it. Lekpar. What's lekso lekso in the Heart Sutra? Lekso means siddha, siddha. Oh yeah. Right on, right on. Siddha still in India means drive the rickshaw straight on. Siddha, siddha. Okay, so lekpar so means you have to take it as it was prescribed. You have to take it properly. Gushing. And then you have to listen to the advice of the physician. Like, they'll have other advices, you know. Like, if this starts to happen, call me. Right? Or now take two of those a day instead of one. You know, then if you listen, you'll probably get better. Just a struggle for me, Dr. Moore. Okay. Shesen Mataro. Dena ne soa and Mrs. Moore. Ne soa la men lang bat samgi mi chokpar. Lekpa sa gushin. Deya men beng ashin che gupatar. Nyomong ben ne shiwala. We are in the business of attempting to cure the disease of mental afflictions, he says. Ne shiwala. Damnaki dung, you talk to Jarni. And you have to take those advices of your teacher and apply them to your spirit, to your own spirit. Okay. Jarne Nyamsalang Gopayan. And try them. Try to do them. Okay. You're not gonna be perfect. It's the attempt that makes you perfect. It's not that you're gonna be perfect at it right away. Okay? Like, you'll do yoga wrong for the first 3 or 4 years. But you'll never know if you don't keep doing it, right? How to do it better, okay? Lang Gopayin. Larmim Chamo Lekyang. Then he quotes the Larmim Chamo, which is the big Larmim by Jetsun Kapa, which many people would say is the greatest book ever written in Tibet, okay? It's a 1,000-page string of quotations from other books. It's a masterwork of plagiarism. Which in Tibet is considered good, you know? Why not just quote enlightened beings? I mean, okay? And it is probably, I would say this book is greater for us, but at the time it was the greatest book in Tibet, okay? Nankyang, Tune Shepa Chepe Gopa Yang Chepa Yimbe Tune Shepa Chepe Gopa Yang Chepa Yimbe Tipe dunla nipa da tunne lagren ne chidcho. Tunne shepa chepe gopa yang. Chepa yimbe. What's the point of listening to a teaching? Tipe dunla nipa da tunbe lagren re ne duche. You have to put it into practice. Nipa dang tun. Say nipa.
Nipa.
Dang.
Dun.
In accordance with your capacity. Okay? As best you can. He's giving you some slack, okay? As best as you can, put it into practice, okay? Nipadan tuni lagra nedu. Ne, that's a ne. Yeah, that's a crucial point. Marmahata, okay. Ned cheo, shesung. Nyamlen mepe tuegyan lang topgyan namdang mambo sakpe siksam thol nembani. But if you undertake great scriptural learning without practice, without personal practice. Topkya namdang mambo. And you study many high secret practices, mambo. Sakpe. You collect them like baseball cards. Okay? Siksam thol nambani. It's just gonna be words. It's just words and it's not practice. Susan nami. Laksam kuwe dole. Then he quotes a sutra called Laksam Kulwe Do. Laksam we did in New York. What's Laksam? Yeah, it's to take responsibility yourself for things. And that extends to everything from cleaning the toilet to saving all living creatures. Okay? And if someone's not willing to take responsibility for cleaning the toilet, they're probably not going to do a very good job with the all living creatures. Okay? So Laksam means, Laksam is a beautiful thing. I think in our my parents' generation, so my parents grew up in World War II, right? Most of the men in this country served in World War II, right? And they came back with some kind of attitude of Flaxham, you know, like they like Israelis. You meet an Israeli, they've all been through 3 years of military, and they can get stuff done. They get stuff done, right? Or where's Ori? I don't know. They get stuff done. You tell an Israeli to do something, and they're like, it gets done. You don't have to worry about it. I don't know. I think Americans kind of lost it. It'll come back. But it's like, I'll take care of that. I'll take responsibility for that. It's the attitude of taking responsibility for solving things and taking care of things. And it's a good thing. I tried to talk about it in New York last time. I thought it's a thing that we could really use in our country or our present era, that individual citizens take responsibility. Like the solar thing, like we're like, okay, so every apartment in Beijing has a solar hot water heater. They don't have any sunlight. I can show you. This is amazing. This is landing in Beijing. I took a picture of it because it was so extraordinary. There. That's the day we landed in Beijing. Okay? That's what it looked like out of the car from the airport. That's all you can see. It's a big gray cloud. There's no city. It's just a gray cloud. And they had to cancel the flights the next day because nobody could see anything. You know? So then we have to take responsibility, you know? Like, so anyway, they all have solar hot water heaters on top of their apartments. I have a friend in Phoenix, Deb, right? Where is Deb anyway? She said, my housing association doesn't allow us to put one on the roof. We're not allowed to put a solar panel on the roof because it doesn't look nice, you know? And then that's not Flaxham, okay? Then you're just using oil. You're burning the oil for your children and your grandchildren. In 20 years, there'll be no more oil in the United States. The oil, even the fracking will end in 20 years. There will be no more oil in the United States in 20 years. Then do something. I mean, do some little Flaxham, you know? That's your responsibility, to think about other people. How are they going to feel without any plastic bags or asphalt roads? You can't keep food, and you can't drive anywhere without oil. What, you're going to use it all up? You know, it's like unbelievable. So Flaxham means take some responsibility. So anyway, this sutra is called Flaxham Kuwe Do. The Buddha is Kulwa. Kulwa means the Buddha is exhorting his disciples to take personal responsibility. Okay? As we just did. Okay? It's nice. Nipan. Sapet Sik Sam Tanami. Puram Shing Shun Nimbo Chiang Me. Gawar Chawe Roni Nang Na Duk. So there's, what do you call it? Sugar cane. All right? And he says, the sweetness of the sugar cane is not in the skin of the sugar cane. You've got to dig into the middle. Okay? Buram Shing Shimini. Gawajawe Roni Nang Na Du. Shimba Supe Mini Buram Ro. Shimba Nyepa Nipa Mayeno. You can go around eating the. Shimba means the casing of a stalk or the. Like a rice husk. It means the husk. You can eat the husk, but you won't get the taste. Okay, you will never have the taste of it. All right. I think David Swenson has. When David Swenson teaches yoga, he's got something like that. What is that? It's like trying to describe to someone the taste of an apple without eating it, without having eaten one. You know, like you need to try it. Nyupa mayin, jitar shimba deshin mawate. Talking is like the husk of the sugar cane. Okay? Rotabuni dila dun samyin. The sweetness is in the practice. Okay? The words are like the skin of the sugarcane, and the sweetness is in the practice. Inside. She buran dunyu nyewe purshingi shumbat samgi rola chakme. So people who go around eating the skin off of a sugar cane because they want to taste something sweet are kind of dumb. Alright? Which means like just getting caught up in the Dharma words and not doing your meditation or your yoga or going out and building solar panels like that. Okay? You just get caught up. It becomes a whole culture of talking about Dharma and not doing it. Okay, it's very dangerous, right? Okay. Taba truna dupashi ka samki chapani soda. Karla tawe truna dupashi pawashiki. I love this thing. I love this. I love these words. Maybe these we'll stop at. Here comes one of my favorite things in all of the Lamrim. Okay. I really feel strongly about this. This is a continuing from the sutra, the Faksam Kulwe Do, the sutra about taking personal responsibility. Okay. Then he says, Karla Tawe Tuna Dupa Shik. You can sit in the audience at a theatrical performance. Pao Shengi Yunden Jobashin. You can watch people play out the great deeds of people who lived in the past. Dagni Nenden. Dagni nenden nyamba gyewate mawa gawe nepa didago. Why go see a movie about the great deeds of another person when you could be doing it yourself? You know? Why go to a theater to see the what's the movie with all the robots and stuff? Transformers. Yeah, I mean, we have this obsession with going to watch other people's deeds in a movie. You see, like we go in the evening to see Transformers because of what do you call that when you're getting into someone else's thing? It's vicarious. You know, you are having a vicarious pleasure of the hero's his crazy cool deeds, and then. You spend all your time going to the movie. And then it doesn't occur to you that you could be the movie. They could make a movie about you, you know. People always ask me, we go to Beijing, they say, you want to go see the Great Wall and the museums? I say, no. And they say, why? And they say, they're going to make a museum about what we're doing later. You see, let them make a museum about DCI's first trip to Beijing. You know what I mean? Like, let's do it ourselves. Let's be the Transformer guys ourselves. You know, in the time it takes you to go watch somebody else's heroic deeds, you could do a few yourself. Let them make a movie about us. You know, don't go sit in the movie and watch somebody else. You know, let them make a movie about you. Because you can. You have the ammunition to be a Spider-Man. You have, you know, he was lucky he got bit by some cosmic spider, right? You got bit by the Dharma. You know, you got... No, now you have something to offer. Now you have the equipment to be a superhero. I don't know, we were in China, it was really cool. We kept saying superhero, and there was some word, they said superhero. And it's like Jackali or Shimbaku. What's Shimbaku? Starbucks. You can... Be the hero yourself. Be the superhero yourself. Don't go watch movies about superheroes. Go watch one once in a while to get inspired, and then do it yourself. But the thing is, how you see the guy in Transformers, even when he tries to quit the superhero business and work in a regular office, he runs smack dab into the guy who figured out the plot, the Chinese guy who got thrown out the window. Where you don't have any education. This is the benefit of taking 20-hour flights every week. He decides not to be a superhero. He just tries to be a regular guy. And he gets an office job as a mail clerk. But of course, the guy in the next room is at the middle of the whole plot to destroy the Earth. So for him, it's just circumstance throws him into the superhero business again. But, and you're always thinking, well, I never got bit by a spider, or I never got kryptonite poisoning, or, you know, but you did. You got this system, and then you can. That makes you a superhero. You have the equipment to be a superhero now, and it's cool. And we do it. You don't know how cool it is to go to Kiev or Sofia or Beijing and turn people onto this stuff, and they get it, and then they're all like, ah. And I had lunch with the lady who used to work for Good Morning America. Iska. Yeah, so her name is Spark, Iskra. So I'm sitting with Iskra, right, at lunch, right? Yes. And we're all, like, sitting around the table. Then there's, like, 20 Bulgarian people, and we're just eating, and then they're all like, let's have a revolution, you know? Let's have a revolution, you know? And I'm like, well, slow down, you know? But that's, you can do it. You can have one. That happens a lot in many countries. People, it occurs to people, and then they have to, like, you know, let's go, not quite that fast. But you have a teaching that you can start a revolution with, and you can be at the middle of a revolution. And I get really frustrated. I had somebody tell me the other day, "Oh, Geshe-la, I tried to teach a class, not so many people came, so I went home and watched soap operas." And I'm like, man, I mean, come on, you know, I don't care. Go put posters up in the mall, you know, go wear a chicken outfit or something. And you know, have a little chutzpah, you know. You have the goods, you have something.
She found her prince.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, she used it. Okay. She owes me. All right. So you have the ammunition. Now start your little revolution. You know, really, you have. What I mean is, you have something precious and special that other people don't have, and there's no reason why you can't be a superhero. You know, teach people to plant the seeds for all their heart's desires by serving that thing to other people first. And then, once they catch on, your life is magical, because then you get to be the superhero, right? You get to be the, you have the teaching. Now, see, you're like spider, the guy who got bit by this magical spider. Okay, like how many people get to be Superman or Spider-Man, and you have it, you got bit. So now you should. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of effort. Just, you know, go to some yoga school and say, "I'm going to teach meditation for free at 10 p.m. You know, and then two people will show up, and then you're like, "That's okay. That's how you start," and you change the world. You will change the world. You will be at the center of a revolution, and it's cool to be at the center of a revolution. Okay, don't go watching movies about it. All right, we'll stop there, I guess. How much time we got? 2 minutes. Nah, leave it at that. I like the revolution thing. You gotta be careful in, you know, how you say it in some countries, but... okay. Tiffany, maybe. Bhuki jashi mentodam Rira minshi ninde gambani Sange shindu ninde uvani Dhoku namna shinla chapasho Idam guru ranamana Amriyatayami Shilan Sakhi Chanamma Chanchu Bhadu Tadni Kapsuchi Dhaki Chanyan Gibbe Sanam Ki Dola Penshi Sange
chanchu bhadhu dhani gapsu chi dhagi chanye gibe sunam gi dhona penchi samye dhubha shum chanha sarki chanha chanchu bhadhu dhani gapsu chi dhagi chanye gibe sunam gi dhona penchi samye dhubha shum Wadi Kyogun Sanam Yeshe Sozoshi Sanam Yeshe Yechumwe Dhamma Kuni Tobasho.
Okay.